Episode 3151, Embrace the Season.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day, take a deep breath. It is a brand new week. It's Mindset Monday, and are you ready to get what God has in store for you on? Yeah, come on, it's time to jump in. It's time to embrace the season. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. Woo, how was your weekend? Was it great? Sometimes it's just like you get to Monday and it's like, can I breathe? Because you have to, you know, respond to the crazy weekend. And then you're like, now I have a crazy week. And you're like, will it ever stop? Well, fall is a season of transition, my friend, where nature gracefully transforms itself with shorter days and changing landscapes. So it's a time that invites us to embrace change and find beauty in the process of growth. Embrace the season. What are you doing right now to embrace it? So as we bid farewell to summer, let's step out of our comfort zones. Be bold and embrace new opportunities that this season can bring you because there's a lot there. And I don't want you to think about, you know, what's actually up and coming because when you think about the whole big picture, it can be overwhelming at times. And there are very few people that can handle like the whole story. And that's why I believe God doesn't give us everything all at once because we couldn't handle it. Our minds would be blown. Like, you know how that goes? Yeah, well, our minds would be blown. So I want you to think about how you handle change. Are you one who is very flexible and can turn on a dime? Reminds me of my ice skating days when I would sit there and, I mean, you'd have to stop abruptly and then next thing you know, you're, you know, doing an actual turn and a spin and whatever. You got to be able to turn on a dime. Not easy. But are you one who does that well? Are you one who feels constrained when you're not in control? If you're a mom, you like control. You just have to admit it. It's just the basics of running a household, keeping track of the kids, right? You've got to have that control. But control has different barometers. It has different purposes. And sometimes you're not in control and you got to be okay with that. And other times you got to be in control and you got to be okay with that. Or maybe you're one who wants to dictate what's supposed to happen. Like, it's not just control, but it's like, I'm planning it out. And what happens is because I planned it out. Have you ever planned a vacation and you were the one in charge? Oh, I did that recently. It was almost a year ago. It was wonderful, but man, it puts a lot of pressure on you. And then if something changes, you're like, oh, seriously. Or maybe you're one who demonstrates reserve and manages change well. You're even keel. Everything's great. Nothing cracks you. Wouldn't that be nice? I don't think very many people fall into that. Now, once in a while, we have those moments, right? We have a season that we might be able to really demonstrate reserve and we can manage those changes well. But a lot of times we are just all over the place. And let me tell you, change is a constant. That is one thing that is 100% true in your life for a lifetime. Change is a constant. And just because though change is always constant doesn't mean that you have to change everything. How are you responding to change? How do you react to it? Do you set yourself up for failure before you even have the opportunity to see that there's other opportunities? Are you good at, you know, kind of flexing your muscles, your flexibility muscles, where oh, quickly you can go over here because you stretch, you know, every day? I'm talking about your mind, not your muscles. When you stretch your mind, it's easy for you to say, okay, you know what? Yeah, this didn't work, but maybe this can. And I'm going to go over here. But a lot of us, you know, find our ways that, it's my habits and I got to stick to this because, I don't know. What are ways you handle change? Maybe you indulge in a little extra ice cream or root beer floats. Oh, delicious. Maybe you're one who goes and says, I'm going to go shopping instead, because you get that endorphin rush and it feeds that part of your brain that says, yeah, that feels good, even though you're like, I'm dying over here. What are ways you handle it? Or are you one who sits back and says, I'm going to read a book? Do you listen to some good music? Do you go for a run? Do you go and punch it out on the punching bag in your home gym? What is it for you? Because if you want to be a step ahead in the season that you're in, you've got to fully embrace this season of change. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Fully embrace the season of change. Let me ask you a strange question. What do you think it would feel like to have the power to stop having the leaves change colors for the fall? Strange question, I already warned you. I mean, seriously, if you could sit down and say, I do not want that tree right there to change colors, would you do it? Now, I want you to think about that really carefully. Because I think if we were to look at it honestly, most of us would not want to do that. We appreciate the colors. We appreciate the pretty leaves. Now, what I don't appreciate are the leaves in my pool, but we'll leave that for another episode. But man, the colors, the yellow, the golds, the oranges, the reds, even like the deep chestnut browns, and they're not the dead ones. I mean, you know what I mean. They turn those colors and you're like, oh, it's just gorgeous. It's this beautiful landscape. In all honesty, I would not want to change any tree and tell that tree not to change colors. Now, I might like to change the colors that it changes to, because I might want a little variety. You know, if you don't build your own house, you may have like all trees that are all golden in the fall. Okay, that's pretty, but what if you want some reds and oranges in there? It's kind of hard. So I might want that power. I don't know about you, but I could see that. But when you fully embrace the season of change, what do you think that makes possible? Anything. But you have to be willing to say, okay, I'm here. I'm ready to go with the flow, whatever that looks like. And I know I've got to learn new things. I know I've got to be willing to step out. I know I've got to let go of the past. I know I've got to say, okay, yep, there were failures there. And I know this season's going to be crazy. My kids are already going in 20 different directions, but you know what? I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to say no more than I say yes. So then when I say no, I can say yes more to what I really want to say yes to. So then I can be that bright tree in the fall that changes color. So how do you fully embrace this season of change? Number one, try new things. Step out of your comfort zone. Neil Donald Walsh says this, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Do you believe that? If you do, are you living it? I mean, the fall season provides a fresh canvas for self-discovery and growth. Don't be afraid to try new things and step outside of your comfort zone. Do you remember the first time you ever bobbed for apples? Like, seriously. Okay, go back. I know. Maybe you never bobbed for them. So that's a new thing to try. Because, you know, for one, for me, who doesn't like to have their nose unplugged when she swims, I'll bob for apples. And I'm good at it. Now, some people would say it's because I have a big mouth. We'll leave that one for another episode. I can talk a lot, yes. But seriously, when you sit down and you bob for apples, you've got a lot to control. Then you've got a lot of things like, okay, where am I going with all of this? So don't be afraid to try new things. Step outside of your comfort zone. Whether it's taking up a new hobby or exploring a different form of exercise, instead of always HIIT training, maybe you take some walks. Maybe you go look for those trees that are changing color. Or learn something new. Maybe you need a new recipe, two or three. Try one a week throughout the entire season. Man, imagine the palate that you will have on your lips. The new fall season is a perfect time to embrace change and expand your horizons. So try new things. Number two, embrace a bold attitude. Leave reservations behind. Helen Keller said this, life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. To fully embrace the season, leave behind any reservations and adopt a bold attitude. That means, yeah, you're willing to say no, because that takes boldness. It's easy to say yes. It is easy. I challenge you to say no more than you say yes. Imagine how things will change. I've done that recently. A few years back, I started saying no, and I was like, And then it was, no, not yet. And now my season is like, oh, yes. Because I was preparing for where I was coming to now, not knowing that all this was happening. There's a lot of behind the scenes going on here at Create Your Now. I've got some exciting news for you. We'll share it soon. But in all of it, I had to learn, though, to be bold and say no more than I said yes. And people were like, well, why don't you go do this? I was like, not time. Well, why don't you go do this? Not time. And now it's like, it's time. And I'm like, oh dear, I'm in for a ride. But life can be that daring adventure, or well, it could be just boring. What do you want? So be willing to take calculated risks and chase your dreams fearlessly. Use this time to set ambitious goals and push yourself beyond your own limits. The only way you're going to feel successful is if you rise above your own ceiling. Mic drop. Go quote that one. Because that's really what you need to be working on. Rising above your own ceiling. Has nothing to do with your neighbor, your best friend, the group you're in, your mastermind, your church, your colleagues, nothing. Your parents, your children, it has nothing. It's all about you and your reflection, how you see yourself, how you're pushing yourself. Have you watched football lately? There's a lot happening, right? Monday night football's back. Woohoo, are you going to watch it? Maybe you don't care about football. That's fine. But let me tell you, there's something about sports, whether you like it or not, any sport. And you begin to watch and learn. All right, the US Open was this weekend, the women's championship. Coco Gauff was playing in it. She's a US. Sabalenka, Russian. And they're playing for the title. When I was watching Coco Gauff, her first set, in all honesty, kind of sucked. Yeah, I said it out loud. And she probably would agree. Why? Because she dropped the first set. That means she lost the first set. It's 2 out of 3, by the way, if you don't know tennis. Now, I'm not going to tell you who wins, but I will tell you this. She didn't give up when it came to the second set. She played her game. She made changes. She did a couple detours, a few switches here and there. She fine-tuned. Are you fine-tuning? Are you willing to say, you know what, this didn't work, but this may? And I've got to be willing to take a risk, because if not, I'm still going to be here where I was, and I don't want to repeat what just happened. So take this time to set ambitious goals. Push yourself, right? Push it. Embrace the fall season. And when you do that, it means that you're embodying courage and embracing the unknown, allowing yourself to grow and thrive in unexpected ways. That power that you think you want to keep for a tree to not change its leaves and its colors for this season, would you like to stay the same your entire life? Think about that before you answer it. Because that's stripping you of all your colors. Just like you'd be taking that away from a tree. And finally, number 3, focus on productivity. Establish goals and accountability. Stephen Covey said, accountability breeds responsibility. Okay, that's not responsibility connected. It's response hyphen ability, meaning that are you responding and do you have that ability to respond? So as the year continues to draw to the end, right? We're talking about the end of 2023 going into 2024. The fall season offers an opportune time to refocus and prioritize productivity. Take the time to establish clear goals. What are you going after? Right? If your ceiling is at one level, what's the next level? What are those objectives that you need to reach in order to really kind of create this, woohoo, I got something going here? Right? What's left in the remaining months? Create a plan of action to achieve them. Surround yourself with a supportive community that encourages accountability and truly motivates you to stay focused. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You sitting on a park bench is not going to work. may be beautiful when you're looking at the trees, but you got to get in to the game of change. So by harnessing this season's energy, you can end the year on a high note. You may not accomplish everything that you wanted to, but it may look differently. And is that okay? Why? Change is a constant. So maybe what you thought you were supposed to do really wasn't what you were supposed to do. Maybe you were called during this season to do something else because God's leading you down another road. That's okay. So embrace the season, this season. Think of it as an expansive time for growth and transformation. As the leaves change their colors, let's internalize the beauty of change and growth this fall season. When you take a walk, when you drive down your neighborhoods and you pass the trees that are slowly changing color, I bet you look at it differently. Embrace the spirit of transformation and seize the opportunities that come your way. Step outside of your comfort zone. You don't need it. Get a new pair of shoes. It might hurt a little bit, but guess what? When you break it in, oh, it feels so nice. Adopt a bold attitude and get out there and focus on productivity. You can do what you set your mind to, but you have to be willing to take aim. So embrace this new season. And that will enable you to not only adapt to change, but also flourish in it. So remember, embracing the season is about finding joy and self-discovery, right? Imagine smiling differently at yourself in the mirror. Look at yourself. I'm telling you, it changes you. Seek new experiences and celebrate personal growth. Celebrate that personal development of saying, yes, I'm here, but I know I'm becoming who God wants me to be. So the fall season, what does it do for you, my friend? It grants you time, possibilities, and a chance to write your stories anew. So let's embrace this season as a symbol of strength, resilience, and endless possibilities. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.